everybody. This is Alan Fine for Virtual Road Shows, and this is what top destinations are best for honeymooners and destination weddings. We have with us four experts in their fields, in their products, in their destinations. And so this should be pretty informative for all of us. Now, who do we have? We have Perla George, if you'll wave, Business Development Director for the British Virgin Islands. We have Miljana Borogjevic, Director of Partner Marketing and Sales Development USA and Canada for Korčula, the Korčula Tourist Board. We have Arme Almada, the Promotion Coordinator for Los Cabos Tourism, and Vinicia Strawn, got it? General Manager Romance for the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. That's the hard part. The rest is easy. So, gang, first of all, I'd love you to please introduce yourselves better and describe your destination, and then we'll get into why it's so good for honeymoons. But just in general, let's start with Perla.
Okay. Hi. Good morning, everyone. My name is Perla George. I'm the Business Development Director for North America Promotions Marketing. And British Virgin Islands is a sweet destination for anyone looking to come and relax. You want to get away from it all? The British Virgin Islands offer that simplicity for you. We are a very small destination. Our population is 30,000 plus. But one of the famous things I like to say, we have over 60 islands and keys all waiting for you to explore. Our most popular ones are Tortola, Virgin Gorda, Anegada, Jos Van Dyke. And we also have 10 private islands resorts. Our most famous is Necker Island, Mosquito Island, Peter Island Resort, Scrub Island, just to name a few. We look forward to welcoming everyone to come and explore. It's an ideal place for you to vacation, honeymoon, weddings, everything.
And Vinicia, let's talk about the Bahamas, and not specifically about honeymoons yet, because we'll get to it. But talk just about as if someone has never heard of it.
As if someone has never heard of it. But first of all, I should probably introduce myself again. My name is Vinicia Strawn, and I'm the general manager of Romantic Travel for the Islands of the Bahamas. And my responsibilities extend to promoting the islands of the Bahamas as a multi-island destination for all things romantic. And I am responsible for Northeast U.S. and Canada, all of Canada. My country consists of about 700 islands and about over 2,000 keys, but we promote just 16 unique, beautiful islands for romantic travel. And so you will be hearing a lot more about them today. We have excellent accommodations ranging from budget to luxurious. And I think most people know or refer to Bahamas as Nassau, but that's the capital city. And Nassau is on the island of New Providence. And of course, everyone, we welcome all those honeymooners, all those people who are ready to get married. Come and see the Bahamas. We're an award-winning destination, and we'd love to host your event.
You know what's great? When I talk to hoteliers, we talk about keys. It's a different kind of key.
Yes.
You guys have the real keys.
Real keys, yes.
Miljana, tell us about Korčula.
Hi, I'm Miljana Borajic. I'm general manager of Korčula Tourist Board, yet another island. Croatia is in south of Europe, as you probably well know. And we do have around 1,000 islands. And of course, obviously, Korčula is the most beautiful one, just to be safe, that everybody understands that. Joke aside, Korçala is one of the southeast islands in Croatia, very close to city of Dubrovnik, which I believe everybody has heard of. The island is very close to two international airports. It's very easy to get to there. And what is, you know, what the whole Croatia boasts about is incredibly beautiful nature, unspoiled nature, but also historical towns starting from the medieval times onwards, and in some cases from the ancient times till today. So that's something definitely that draws many tourists and visitors from all over the world, not only to Croatia, but definitely to Korčula.
Thank you for that. And Arame, let's talk about Los Cabos.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Aremi Almada. I'm from Los Cabos Tourism Board. What can I tell you about Los Cabos without saying that the world is beautiful? You know, you have a lot of beautiful places to go and decide where to go, and that are going to be amazing places. But Los Cabos has this beautiful combination about the ocean, the desert, and the mountain. It's where two oceans meet. So for me, it's like something special to say that as you are getting married, two souls getting married, two oceans are like surrounding that love. So Los Cabos, it's located in the southern, in the very, very tip of the Baja California Sur Peninsula. And one of the most important things to say about our destination, it's one of the most important destinations in our country about high-end destinations. So it's going to be very interesting to let you know more about our destination and hope to see you soon there.
Let's move on from the general to the specific. What about your destinations? Is it that caters to honeymooners and the wedding market specifically? And let's start. Aramie, why don't you just pick it up where you left off?
Yes, of course. Actually, Los Cabos has been working a lot about gastronomy, so you will find a lot of places to go. Even when you have big hotels, having great places to go and to provide very big areas, event spots areas, you have different, for example, restaurants that offers you for a private wedding or for a big wedding with all your family. You have like some examples that I can give you. It's like Sunset Mona Lisa. Sunset Mona Lisa, it's a beautiful restaurant in front of the arch that is one of our iconic mountain natural spots in our destination. So you have that spot in front and your wedding right there in that restaurant. We also have Monte Cardon, that it's a very, very new place and very unique. It's very private because you're in the middle of the mountain in the desert with a great view and a sunset view. So it's beautiful too. And we have a lot of farm-to-table restaurants that have been becoming very popular in our destination. So even when you have big hotels and beautiful hotels like boutique hotels where you can have your wedding, you can also have big restaurants or different venues outside the hotels to do it. So it's amazing what we can do there.
Wow. And Miliana and Korčula, what is it that you guys can do specifically for the honeymooners in the wedding market?
Very similarly, we have very strong food and wine scene. As well as I said, the very rich culture, starting from the medieval time onwards, and Korčula is one of the most it's best preserved walled Mediterranean town. So all that combined sort of led to development of this of developing a honeymoon industry. It sort of came naturally. What I really like and what can be seen locally is that all the local resources are included in organization of various either small or large events, which is really good because then you can really experience what is the best at the local level and what is the best locally. So just to give you a few examples, the florists, the makeup artists, various types of accommodation, whether there it's a small hotel or a high-end hotel or many private villas, everybody's involved in this. And that really is, you know, so the couples that decide to marry here and the families, they really experience a unique atmosphere, unique events, particularly because, as I said, because of the old town where you can get married, but also there are various lovely spots, beaches, little islands, so on and so forth, where you can have your, what they say, the happiest day of your life.
That's great. That it definitely, the other ones are more tropical and you're more European. I think that would be
exactly,
one of the
yes.
things you could
yeah.
say.
And for, I guess, I think that for that reason, we are quite attractive because, I mean, when you look at the photographs and obviously because of my work, I very often do all those little streets and alleys, cobbled streets, absolutely. So ever so romantic. And that's something that draws the couples to come to Korčula and Bed.
So, Venencia, the Bahamas are so vast. There's so many choices. How do you get your arms around and cater to the honeymoon and destination wedding market?
Okay, well, yes, the Bahamas is vast, as you mentioned, and we do have over 700 islands, but we narrowed down just to 16. So we only promote 16 right now. And of course, you know, the Bahamas is known for their beautiful beaches. No two are the same. And so we have more beaches than days of the year, so to speak. And so, and for that reason, I think we're the ideal destination for any all things romantic. We do have the beaches. We offer that. We have rich culture. Of course, we're known for Junkanoo as well. It's like a Mardi Gras that we promote every single year, but you can actually have it at your ceremony as well. We have beautiful gardens and also chapels. And so there's a variety of offerings there. We have great hotels, so you can get a budget hotel all the way to the luxurious bungalows over the ocean. We have great food, friendly people. There is the Bahamas Bridal Association as well. So we have wedding planners in destination that can actually assist you as well.
As many beaches as days in the year. That's a great slogan. I like that.
and it is, and we have lots to do as well, so you won't be bored in the Bahamas at all. You know, there's kayaking, golfing, scuba diving, you name it, we have it to offer. So your guests won't be bored, you won't be bored, and you'll have a great time in the Bahamas for sure.
Now, the British Virgin Islands is no slouch either, Perla. Tell us about that and how it came.
Well, yes, it's not BVI in the British Virgin Islands, BVI for short. We have a number of unique venues to cater to the clients for their wedding. You can, BVI is very mountainous, and then we have our only island on Anegada, which is flat, beautiful beaches. But I will say the venues, you can have your wedding at one of our most tropical rainforests called Mount Sage. Wow. That's our famous Mount Sage, our famous mountain. And you can have your wedding there, and you can also have it on a catamaran. We are known as the sailing capital of the world. And you can have your wedding on a yacht of any size, small ones. You can also have it at a church if you're having a traditional wedding. We have it at a hotel. We have almost private luxury. We have over 10 luxury private islands. We do have weddings that island. We have Scrub Island, Peter Island, Joss Van Dyke, and we also have islands that are not even developed that we can bring our wedding planners there. So experience in helping you make your special day. So I always say, come to BVI, leave the rest to us, come and relax. You don't have to worry about anything. It's so stress-free. Our wedding planners are there to help you with everything. As Ms. Strahan said, they have Junkanoo. We have, we call them Mokajumbis. So if you want to have a feel of the culture of the destination at your wedding, All planners can do that for you. So BVI, and the good thing about it, even after the wedding, because in so many private island resorts, you can choose to have your wedding on Peter Island and then have a separate honeymoon at Necker Island. And it's fantastic.
I one of the reasons that we do this is you can't, the audience can't, our travel advisors can't get everything there is from this. They have to go to your booths and talk to you. Then they have to actually visit. But boy, you guys are doing a good job with what little you have. So let's keep going. Let's now talk about how to get the travel advisors to be comfortable selling. So let's talk about the resources you have that they can access.
I would say the DMCs. We have DMCs in the destination that we have just started developing and training them. And they will do everything for the travel agent. I always tell our travel agent partners, call our DMCs. And our DMCs, our destination management companies, also act as wedding planners also. They do everything. So it's a very stress-free situation for the travel agent, and they pay commission, they help you with everything. If they give you everything that you need to plan that beautiful destination wedding, and you can do Zoom calls. We at the tourist board participate with our DMCs to make sure that the travel agent is getting exactly what they want. We call ourselves the personal concierge for our travel partners. So we rely heavily on the destiny that our DMCs to make it happen for them, also along with the hotel partners that we have that are the wedding is going to be at, or the venues and everything like that.
Great. And Venencia, you were ready to answer.
Yeah, I was about to say exactly that, somewhat of that version, at least, that you should stay in touch with your Bahamas Tourist Office representative. We have them all over the world, United States, Canada, Europe, wherever. And also in destination, we do have the Bahamas Bridal Association. And in market, of course, we offer co-op partnerships as well. So if you would like to promote your business and partner with the Bahamas as well at the same time, by all means, reach out to us. We are more than happy to sit down with you. I'm one of those people in the field myself, and I'll be more than happy to come either to stop by, or we can have a Zoom call like we're doing now and discuss whatever we need to and get through it. We are always here to help you and your clients, and we want your clients to have an unforgettable experience in the Bahamas. And that's why we're in all of these countries. That's why we're here. So utilize us. We also have a great website with lots and lots of information. So by all means, take advantage of the website as well. We have a social media channel. We have several of them. So by all means, go to those social media channels as well. And we're about to relaunch our newsletter, so you can keep in touch with us, and you'll be the first to know about familiarization trips. You'll be the first to know about the seminars in your area. So just keep in touch with us, and we'll be more than happy to assist you to, have your clients have that unforgettable experience.
Aramie, Los Cabos Tourism Resources, what is there for the travel advisors?
Yes, as Perla was saying too, we do have our DMCs, and your wedding planner is always going to be helping you with everything, you know. But us as a tourism board, we have a specific certification that it's called Los Cabos Specialists. You can go inside of our website that it's visitloscabos.travel, and there you will find that link about Los Cabos Specialist certification. So when you go there and you take the certification, you earn points. When you have your certificate, you earn points with hotels. We can book reservations for your clients, and you have a lot of like things that you can apply for. So those are one of the things that we can offer. But also, as Venetia was telling, we are very active in social media. So you have all the information in social media. If you want to go Instagram, Facebook, X, or TikTok, you will find a lot of interesting things to do, to see, where to ask. And also we have a big list of DMCs that can help you too.
And then for Korchula, I really think our travel advisor should take a look at your resources and get familiar with that. I would think there are a lot that need familiarization. Tell us what you have.
As my colleague said, basically the same. Just to mention that Croatian Tourism Board has its own representative office in New York and a branch in Los Angeles. Through which you can reach any destination in Croatia, because there are several destinations that cater for the weddings. As with Korčula, even being very small island, we do have an agency that deals exclusively with wedding events and with really excellent contacts with everything that you need. So there is no need to bring anything or anybody with yourself here, because we can cater for all and all through this one wedding planner. And she's absolutely amazing. She has done some very, very weddings for some of rather famous people, so which we can obviously not talk about. But this agency is has quite a lot of experience and very trustworthy.
Okay, so let's move on to. Why would someone want to book a honeymoon or a destination wedding in your location? Why is it such a good place for a honeymoon? I know that Los Cabos, you talked about the oceans coming together. That was a nice little poetic way to do it. Let's start with that. If you could tell us why it's such a great place, and then we'll ask everybody.
Thank you so much, Alan. Yes, Los Cabos, it's a very romantic place to go. We have several hotels that are luxury hotels, more than 14 virtuoso hotels, where they can have very romantic spots and areas to relax, spas to go. As we are immersed in Mexican culture, you will have temazcal treatments, you know, so that makes you special, quite special. Our Mexican culture, as I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that, but we are a very warm people. We are very welcoming. So first of all, I think that's one of the things that you will enjoy about our destination, you know, about our culture. But then all about a high-end destination. If you want, even when you are in Mexico, that you listen some things about Mexico, it's a place where you feel very secure. Los Cabos is one of the most secure places in our country. So that's going to be something else. Even when Los Cabos is, as I told you in the beginning, is one of our high-end destinations, it's not that expensive as going to some other place in the world. So you will find luxury, you will find it, it is not that cheap, but it's something that you can afford, it's affordable. And something else that you can, I think that something that makes you quite special for honeymoons is that with that combination of oceans and mountain and the desert, you have a lot of activities to do. So when you are having a wedding, I don't know, from Thursday to Sunday, maybe you're having a wedding and you want to have like a full agenda of activities, you can do it and they are not going to get bored because you have a lot of things to do by the sea or at the mountain or maybe in the desert going for ATVs. So you have plenty of activities to do. And I think those are the things that can offer to honeymooners or just for a big agenda of a wedding.
That's great. And in the Pearl, in the British Virgin Islands, why do you feel it's a great place for both honeymoons and destination weddings?
It's all about the experience and what the client is looking for. And BVI offers an ideal spot to give you that. If you're looking for excursion to be active all day, you can go on any island and you can explore. We have the catamaran if you want to be active, which is sailing is a big part of our business in the British Virgin Islands. And we find if you have a honeymooner that wants to be adventurous, they can get a catamaran, a luxury yacht, and explore on their honeymoon, or even get married on that same vessel and continue on seeing one island to the other. Day BVI is so close in proximity to each other that you can wake up one morning on the British on Tortola, have breakfast, a nice romantic breakfast for you and that lovely one that you're going, and then you can get up and do lunch, and you can go on to another island and do dinner and come right back to your place that you're going to be on Tortola, which is the focus of where you're going to stay or on that yacht. It's even easier in the British Virgin Islands, is so unique. And the other day, one of her friends, we had a blogger came into the destination, and she went to our only flat island in the destination of all the mountainous ones that we have, and that was Anegada. And she said to me, "Oh my God," she said, "this is the Maldives in the Caribbean," because it was so the beauty, the bungalow she was staying at overlooked the water. And does the beach stretch a beach? Her and her hubby alone were the only persons there. The food was amazing, and when she did that blog and she put it out, I was like, if I was not born and raised in the BVI, and if I didn't know about the BVI, I would have packed up my bags and said, this is where I'm going to go. This is where I'm going to go, because she did such a great job. The experience she portrayed and what she, which I know that is what I get every time I go there. So the clients, and a lot of the clients started saying, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone. It's a secret. They don't want anyone to know. But we want to welcome everyone to come and enjoy what beautiful British Virgin Islands has to offer. So that is only one island. And each of them, like I say, each island give you a different experience. And that's why I think it's so popular with a lot of honeymooners and a lot of people coming down to do weddings, because, and even any type of vacation, it's an experience that you get like nothing other, because you, like I said, you can be on each island and everything is different. On Jocelyn Dyke, which is our famous place, one of the islands that we have, our famous entertainer, his name is Foxy. The dirt, the I that the road is the beach. So you're like walking on the beach when you come to the British Virgin Islands. So each island is so unique. And then we have all a very luxury private island. If you want to get away to be at a private island, you can have that. I mean, if you also want to come and experience the culture of the people, I say Tortola is where, if you want to be a honeymooner, you want to be a vacationer, the Tortola is the place where you will have a lot of time to experience the local people. They're always there to welcome you. If you want to get the feel of the island, I recommend Tortola for your clients or even the travel agents to come.
Valencia, in the Bahamas, it's an easy sell, but why weddings and honeymoons? Why?
Well, let's start about on the fact that it's accessible. We have aircrafts coming from everywhere. Every international aircraft you can imagine comes there. JetBlue, Air Canada, WestJet, American Airlines, you name it. They will get you to the Bahamas and safely. And so that's one of the good things about the destination. We're accessible. And we're close to the United States too as well. I think our sweet sauce is the fact that we are a multi-island destination, offering a variety of experiences. And every single island you go to, there is another experience, another awe moment, another moment to just rack up the unforgettable experiences and memories. So I think that's our sweet sauce right there, the fact that we have so many islands. The people are wonderful. They're friendly. They're helpful. And like I mentioned again, and I'll tout again, we do have the Association of Vital Consultants. Those professionals, they're there, the camera guys, they will help you. So that's why we have the professionals on the ground that can help you as well. And we have our office there as well. So if you have any questions, you need assistance, you need a witness, you name it, we'll provide it. There is nothing you cannot get done in the Bahamas. If you're going to host your wedding there, if you're coming for a honeymoon there, there's nothing you cannot pretty much do other than climb a mountain, probably, because we don't have those. We can't climb mountains. But, there are yachts, so you can use that for your reception, or you can island hop in a yacht. We have catamaran cruises. We have the swimming pigs. We have kayaking, golfing, you name it. There's a variety of things to do and see. And that's another reason why. And I would also say our rich culture. I mean, you have to come to the Bahamas and check out our Johnny Cake and Stew Fish. You have to check out the conch salad. And you have to check the peas and macaroni and cheese, peas and rice and potato salad with a little bit of fried fish on the top. Those things you must experience in the Bahamas if you come to Bahamas. And you could always incorporate the junk canoe. You could do it in several ways. You can either be a part of the junk canoe festival itself, or you can take parts of it, like creative parts of it, like maybe the headpiece or what have you, and use them as headpieces on your reception table or decor, a part of your decor for your ceremony. There are many ways that you can incorporate culture. Also, we have the farm-to-table experience too. The ladies mentioned a lot of that stuff, farm-to-table. You talk about the ocean, where the ocean meets the other part. There's a place in Eleuthera, I have to share this with you. They call it the glass window. On one side of the ocean, the sea is calm. The ocean is blue. The other side, the ocean is dark and it's rough. And only thing that separates the two is a bridge. And that's on the beautiful island of Eleuthera. Have those natural, warm sun bath called the Queen's Bath. You can go to Eleuthera and just go and just have a warm bath near the ocean. We have so many things to offer you. We have bird sanctuaries. We have dive wrecks. You can get married underwater, above water. We have it all. There is nothing we cannot offer you in the Bahamas. So we suggest that you just go onto our website, www.bahamas.com, and just log on to that, and you can get a lot more information. If I tell you about the 16 islands, actually, that we promote, you will be here all day and next year. So I would say tag on to the website so you can find out more.
A glowing, glowing report. Thank you for that. But now I want to know more about, look, Croatia is beautiful, and Korčula is very specific. Give us the same kind of rundown. Why book a wedding or a destination wedding or a honeymoon there?
It seems that I will be repeating myself or repeating what my colleagues said, but let me tell you a legend if you have a few seconds of your time. So, as I said, I mean, being in Europe, obviously, our history goes back to the antiquity. So, and same is on Korčula, of course. So the name of Korčula actually came from Greek or Roman name, whichever you choose. But one is Corcyra melaina, and the other one is Corcyra nigra. Both of them mean black Korčula. Reason why it's called black is because of the dense forests that can be found on the island, and really lush vegetation. So it's very unlike other Croatian islands. It's very green, beautiful beaches, lovely nature, which you can do some outdoor stuff, walk, hike, whatever. But then there is a story. So the legend has it that the Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea, fell in love with the nymph, Kerkira. So he loved her so very much that he has chosen the most beautiful island to be her house, and it was in Corcyra. So that's why you have to get married here. If Poseidon thought that it's the best place to be, and with the love of his life. So I guess even today, if you really want to be and marry somewhere very romantic, very beautiful, we can cater for all your needs, then that should be Corcyra.
I'll tell you, between Poseidon and TripAdvisor, whose recommendation would you take?
Poseidon, of course. He's better looking.
If we put ourselves in the shoes of the travel advisor, and we want to give them advice about planning a honeymoon or a destination wedding, what advice would you give them at this time, especially in terms of your location and destination?
Okay, my advice would be, you know, this is a year of boom, right? The wedding boom, the honeymoon boom, the romance boom. Every destination pretty much is hot. I know the Bahamas is super hot right now. We have more flights in there. We have more hotels open. So I would suggest that you book early, your clients early. Just go to the website, find out which island they'd like to visit or get married at, and just book early if you can. And also, if you are lost for any reason or you have questions regarding the destination, by all means, utilize your BTOs, the Bahamas Tourist Office, and your representatives there. Just call them, ask them to come in, or a Zoom call. I mean, it's so easy right now to get information, to find out how to plan your wedding. And then we'll be more than happy to help you navigate those steps in order for your client to have the best experience in the destination. So those are the things I would recommend. And I would say sign up for our newsletter. And I would also say become a Bahamas specialist, because we do have a specialist program. This is the opportunity now for you to get some goodies. We call them or points. And this is an opportunity for you also for you to get to know or familiarize yourself with the destination. There are many islands. There's 17 for you to get to know. And so it's important for you to become a specialist. It's important for you to be on that website. It's important for you to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. It's important for you to be in touch with your Bahamas Tourist Office and give us a call. Be our friend. We are your friend. We love travel agents. So by all means, let's do this together. If we're going to build business, I want to grow your business to the Bahamas. And so for that reason, call on me. I'm here. If you want me to participate with you at a bridal show, I am there for you. Okay. If I'm not there physically, because I'm only one, by all means, I will try to send packages for you, brochures, giveaways if I can, whatever resources I have, I will use in order to help you grow your business to the Bahamas. We love travel agents, and so we welcome them, and we want them to come on those flexible FAMs as well, so you can get to know the destination. And whenever we have FAMs, because you've signed up for that newsletter and because you're in touch with your Bahamas Tourist Office representative, we're going to invite you first onto our seminars as well. So that's my best advice for travel agents, which we love.
That is that's great advice. I hope everyone was listening, but we got more. We got three more bits of advice coming. Perla, tell us about
She said it all. As she said, the tourist board is your friend, and we love travel agents. We are a travel agent friendly destination, and because how we are, where we are in the Caribbean, yes. We are a small destination. We don't have a lot of accessibility. We just got one of the American Airlines coming out of Miami. So to let the travel agents know, that's a game changer for Destination BVI. We started last year, June, and we have a nonstop service out of Miami. It started out as one service a day, ended up being four. So it is growing and growing. So it's a great way for you to come into the destination. And like I said, we are your friend. We are here to help you. We are your private concierge. We are a small destination, and because of the accessibility, the travel agents may not quite understand how to navigate to get to destination BVI, but we are here to walk them. We have 6 BDMs in the region. In the United States, it's our market that we promote, and we want the travel agents to call on us. Call on us, and we also have a destination specialist program that we have, and they can go on that website, become a specialist. They can have all of the information for them to plan a wedding, to how to get there, email to them. They can share it. And like we said, we can meet them in their office. We do presentations. We meet you wherever you want us to meet you. We do lunch and learns for the travel agents to understand how to really sell destination BVI. So we are your friend. We are here. We really appreciate what the travel agents are doing, and we are here to continue developing that relationship.
That's great. We need more advice, though. What about from you, what about for Corchula? What kind of advice do you have?
Yes, as I said, we are only a couple hours away from 2 international airports, and actually from Dubrovnik Airport, there are direct flights to New York, so it's very easy to get to Croatia now from the state. Obviously, if you prefer some other way of traveling through some other international airports, that's not a problem at all. And it's only short 2 hours catamaran ride from town of Dubrovnik or Split to Korčula. As with regards with establishing contacts, as I said, we have an excellent office in New York through which you can get to any of our tourist boards. And in Korčula in particular, you can, you know, any agent can always contact me, and I will put them in touch with my colleagues dealing directly with the weddings or any other products that they might be interested in.
Yes.
And obviously always present internet websites and social media, all visit Korčula.
And Los Cabos, your advice for travel advisors planning there?
My advice would be, as everyone mentioned, we have the certification, the becoming a specialist of Los Cabos. But also my recommendation for you as a travel advisor, we're always here to help you. We as a tourism board, we all of us want to help you. If you're looking for our destination, we will be more than welcome helping you. If you need a site visit, if you need an agenda, special agenda for getting to know all these venues and all these destinations. But one of my personal advice for you as a travel advisor would be to be very, very patient with your clients, because I know that weddings and honeymooners have a lot of pressure because they want everything perfect. So try to be very, very patient. Give all the information to us that we are the specialist of our destination, and we can help you with every detail that you may need, and to be really, really relaxed, to make them feel all that love that is creating this great experience and one of the most important days of your lives. And so just to be patient and to get to the people that you want to be, that you're interested in going to, the place you want to go. And if they have a tourism board, you go with them and they will be more than happy. We all are more than happy to help everyone to come to our destination and to experience and have the best time of their lives.
Great advice, everybody. Now, let's close with Miljana. I would like you to tell us where you mentioned a bunch of ways that they can contact you, the travel advisors, but let's get specific and let's superimpose for all of you, whatever you tell us. How can travel advisors get more information and contact you?
Well, the easiest way definitely would be through our website, visit korčula.eu.
So everything, including how to reach you, because you were mentioning that?
Definitely, including how to reach the islands. Accommodation, restaurants, wine, outdoor activities, everything is there. But the most important is how they can reach me personally as well.
Is there. And of course, and we're saying this for all of you, virtual booths, make sure you go to those, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, and then Los Cabos, how can they get more information there?
Thank you, Alan. We also have our website that it's visitloscabos.travel. And I'm going to be at the booth to help you with my email address and whatever information you may need, maybe my co-workers. We are willing to have one hotelier that it's amazing to do weddings. So if you need any help, please come to visit us and we will be there to help you.
Great. And for the British Virgin Islands, well, how should they get involved?
Travel agents, please come and see us at the virtual show that we're going to be participating in. Also, we have our website, www.bvitourism.com. And also at the booth, you're going to have all of our BDMs, our business development managers for each of our different regions are going to be there waiting to really help you navigate coming to the British Virgin Islands and bring in your clients.
Great. And Venencia, bring us home.
All right. Well, it's easy to get in touch with me. I'll give you all the information right now. You can go to our website, www.bahamas.com. I'm sure you know how to spell that, but I just want to make sure you know. Also, I'd like for you to reach out to me because I want to be your number one friend. So you can email me at V as in Victor, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, RACHAN as in Nancy at Bahamas.com. And of course, our website has got all the information, but call me because if you have a wedding that you want me to help you with, or a client that you can't figure out where they're going or which island they'd like to go to, by all means, please give me a call or email me, and then we can set up a Zoom call and we can get your clients sorted out. They'll have the best time of their lives in the Bahamas. So, yes, reach out to me. I want to be your number one friend. Thank you so much, Alan.
No, you're very, very welcome. All of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We know it's impossible for them to learn everything on a little seminar. So please go to the booths. Please take advantage of all that's been offered. Please visit these locations. And this is Alan Fine for Virtual Roadshows and Insider Travel Report.